This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Stylefile, where we cover everything and anything on the business of fashion. And I'm Adeline Chung. Now, this week, we have a designer who is known for its gorgeous Japanese fabric clutches that is making a name for itself, Sophia by Shirley.
So I've come up with various kind of fabric choices, brighter colors, darker colors, some are more conservative colors. So it can really be a bag for anybody.
And finally, Emma Chong Johnston of Elle Malaysia talks about a trend that is back in a big way, the retro florals.
Now we're seeing the actual print. So 60s florals, 70s florals, a whole load of designers did them, Miu Miu, Michael Kors, and they're very kind of bright and in those very decade-specific colour palettes as well.
But first up, our style maker for this week, Shirley Ong. When it comes to handbags, the first image comes to mind are the conventional classic Burberry print bowler bag, Louis Vuitton's hobo bag, and Mansell Gavriel's bucket bag. This week, we have an emerging designer, Shirley Ong, who makes dainty and elegant kimono clutches made with fabric sourced from Japan. From hospitality management to designing handbags, clutches, purses, and other accessories, she picked up crafting and sewing from her mother-in-law. Soon enough, her label Sophia by Shirley was born. Mainly inspired by her daughter, Sophia, who has keen eyes for beautiful fabrics, vibrant colors, and immense details. Each piece are handmade, giving a very unique touch. I personally love the bags because of its unique Japanese culture prints, and she's definitely one of the designers you really need to check out. In the studio with me today, the lady behind the brand, Shirley Ong. Now, let's start off with your brand name, Sophia by Shirley. I understand that it was named after your daughter. Tell me more about it.
First, I wanted her name to be in there for sure. But when I put Sophia, most of the customers think that I am Sophia. So to make it clear, we made it Sophia by Shirley.
And we have your daughter in the studio today. Say hi. You want to say hi, Sophia?
Hi.
Now, I want to know, from purses, handbags, clutches and accessories, now, when did you decide to design your own bags?
It started from the love of fabrics. I found some pretty fabrics and I didn't know what I wanted to make them into. And then we started making small purses. Mm-hmm. And it turned out really nice. So we ventured into bigger size purses. And then customers started to ask for bags and clutches. So it just grew from there. The more they asked, the more I do.
When you mentioned you found some fabrics, where did you find the fabrics from?
It was from my mother-in-law. I'm staying with my in-laws, and she showed me some very nice fabrics. And I think from there, I started to venture online to see what kind of fabrics are out there. It's new to me, but I think cotton have such beautiful prints. And if we make them into nice things, it's gorgeous.
And before you started designing bags, was your background in designing as well?
No, my background is hospitality management.
So you quit your job just to do this?
I wasn't really working at the moment. I was being a home mom. So this is a passion, really. So when I started it, it just didn't stop anymore.
So where did you learn your sewing craft from?
My mother-in-law.
Mother-in-law.
She taught me to use the machine to sew.
Was it an old-fashioned machine?
Nope, it was a new one already.
Old Singer, I would call it.
And so she's always checking on my work to make sure that it's good quality and good to sell. She will walk past and then she'll tell me, this is no good. This is not straight. Okay, got it.
So how long does it take for you to learn the entire sewing process?
I would say about a month or so. I think my gift is I do have a crafty side in me. So it's easy for me to learn and pick up. If someone teach me something, I get it quite fast. It's just something I didn't know I have before, but I can pick up like really fast.
Now, you source all your fabrics from Japan. Why Japan?
The quality, I would say, when I first started into fabrics, I bought from China, from Japan, from Ireland and the UK. So I compared all my fabrics. And the ones from Japan somehow stands out.
Is it because of the design?
The design and the finishing. It stands out. There's so much detail into it. Even a simple flower print. It just really, really got me.
And the quality as well.
Correct.
So what is it about the quality and the designs that got you into it?
It's the beauty of it. Most of my customers love at first sight. So I have a variety of colors, designs, and there's definitely something that will catch their attention. So I give them a lot of choice.
Now, I know that it takes about 3 hours to finish sewing all of your product. You know, are all of it handmade from scratch?
From the moment I get the fabric, you have to iron it straight and then cut and then iron again and then you sew and then you stitch. When I first cut the fabric, it has to look good in one piece of bag. The fabric is quite big and you don't want to have a bag that doesn't have a strong feature. So sometimes I would waste some fabric just so that I have, like, if it's a geisha, you want to see a whole geisha in a bag and not just half the head. So that sense, I have to cut wisely, I would say. Every bag have to look good so customers will be happy. So from that process, and then after that, I have to iron. And then I do the sewing, and then I'll do the stitching. And I'll probably iron again just to make sure everything is in good shape.
What about the leftover fabrics that you've cut out?
I don't join any fabrics. They're always in one piece. So if it's towards the end, it's wasted, it's wasted. I do waste quite a lot of fabric just to get a bag nicely.
You initially started with just cotton fabrics. So what made you venture into silk fabrics?
Mainly because of customer request. They do tell me that they have a formal dinner coming up and they want something more elegant, more detailed, that look more expensive. So I would source. And that's when I have Obi silk. They're really beautiful, as in the texture. You can feel the texture of the fabric. It's like an embroidery on the fabric itself. And it's a big seller as well. And the price is a little bit higher just because the fabric costs more.
And looking at the prices on your website, it's pretty reasonable. Did you have a plan for affordability for customers to buy?
I believe I would like to have more of my bags out there for now. I might up the price if my costs go up even more. But for now, I'm quite comfortable with the price that I'm selling. Just to be fair, if I get it at a good deal, you get it at a good deal.
Sounds good. Now, your label has been featured in the 10 Malaysian Bag Designers You Need to Know. Congratulations on that. So how does it feel to be selected?
It feels wonderful. When I first got the call from New Straits Time, it was a random Sunday. It was my father's birthday. We were at home cutting cake.
Double celebration.
Yes, and the kids were going loud and crazy, and then the phone rang. I was like, sorry, say again? And yeah, so they were interested, and my bags caught their attention, and they wanted to publish it in their flair section. So I was more than happy. We did a short interview over the phone, and then I sent them pictures and a write about myself and the bags, and then it was published.
Now, your company established in October 2016, but I understand that you started designing and started sewing and all sometime in August. In this such short span of time, you know, and you've designed quite a number of designs and you've been featured as well in the media. Now, who do you think your target market be?
I would say I like to target every lady or woman possible. Everyone needs a bag. A young girl, as becoming a lady, she will start using a bag. And I'll be honored if they use my bag. So I've come up with various kind of fabric choices, brighter colors, darker colors. Some are more conservative colors. So it can really be a bag for anybody. And for the elderly ones, for more formal dinners, they like bags with handles. So I have the vintage handle look. I would love for every woman to have one of my bags.
As mentioned, your daughter is your main inspiration for your designs. So how did she inspire you?
She loves to dress up, even at this tender age of six. So whenever she dresses up, she would tell me she wants this print, that color, this flower. It gives me an idea like, yeah, this is a nice color. Purple is one of her favorite colors. So purple and pink. I have always have fabrics that is purple or pink.
So let me guess, she helps you to choose colors and designs as well?
Designs, not so much, but fabric choices, yes. Some things that catch her eye. She have an eye for fashion too. When she see a nice fabric, she'll say, oh, mama, that's nice. And I usually agree, you're right. It is nice.
So when she chooses design and everything, do you design the bag according to her style then?
Yes and no, because she tells me what she wants and I improvise from that. Because she is six and her point of view may not be so practical yet. So I improvise from there. But she likes sling bags.
Sling bags.
Yeah.
It's easier to carry.
Correct.
And it's not so painful for the shoulders.
Exactly. So my chains, they are always long enough for shoulder or for a sling. So customers have that flexibility to use it either way. Mm-hmm. So I think it's not just a bag, but it's a very practical one.
I understand that most local designers, they infuse batik in their designs. And your designs are all based on Japanese culture. So what motivates you to follow the culture?
More or less, it's because of the beauty. Some things, when I see, I like it, I feel that inspires me. When I see a piece of fabric, I see bags now. Mm-hmm. Like, how can I infuse that beautiful piece into a bag? So I will always have new design bags coming up to match the kind of fabric. Some fabrics are very conservative. Some are really bright. So there is a bag for every occasion. Every girl dressed differently for different occasion. And you would have different bags for it. And I think I would like to come up with a lot more choices if I can.
How would you style it then? I understand that the bags, in terms of Japanese culture, there's a lot of designs. You can have geisha, you can have flowers, you can have birds and all. So there's a lot of colours on the bag. How would you style it for, let's start off with a day look?
A day look, I usually ask my customers, do you usually dress in bright colours or dark colours? Mm. If they tell me they usually wear black and grey, I would tell them to go with a bright colour bag. It will stand out. Mm-hmm. But if they are more of a white color person or bright yellow, red on a daily basis, then I would say get like a more mellow tone of the bag so it doesn't clash. Mm-hmm. And they appreciate what I tell them and they will look through their wardrobe actually and come back to me. So my bag size is a very practical size. When I use it on my own, it can fit most of my essentials, my phone, my purse, my makeup and my tissue. So I would say for a day, if I style it, I would use it a sling. Mm. And if I want to go out at night, I wouldn't use the sling. I'll just use it as a clutch because you could use it as a clutch.
So you can hide,
you can hide the chain
and all. I've seen the bag from your website and your handbags and your clutches. They look pretty much similar. Mm-hmm. So are they of the same size?
On average, the size would be within 30 cm wideness. Mm-hmm. And the height is about 15 to 20 cm. That is the average. As I cut them, sometimes they are not accurately on the dot, but it's more or less that size.
Your designs, they go by names like Cloud of Chrysanthemum with C-Handle, Geisha Vintage Handbags. Mm-hmm. And they're mainly not collections. It's all by individual piece. So is there a story behind all your designs?
I name them by how the fabric looks like. I come up with the names myself. Mm. So if it looks like a cloud of chrysanthemum, I'll call it a cloud of chrysanthemum. If the color is purple, just so that I can keep track of my fabrics as well. Mm-hmm. But I do have intention to come up with a collection. I find that there are some fabrics like Nani Iro. Mm-hmm. They have a collection whereby one particular print has four colors. So I may come up with that kind of collection. So you can choose either a blue, white, gray or black. All in the same bag frame, but different color.
So of all the products that you've sold and you own, you know, which is your favorite?
Personally, I like bright colors. So I made a purple one for myself.
Because of your daughter as well?
Yes. And I've used it for weddings and I'm using it for casual. It gets a lot of attention and I like it.
When it comes to purple and you mentioned weddings, what kind of colors are we looking at if you're going to carry a purple bag?
A lot of my dresses are black. Mm-hmm. If I go for dinner, I'm very conservative in my color choice. So that's why I give myself...
But not with your bags.
Yeah, that's why I give myself a bright purple bag. And that stands out. So I think if you match it that way, in general, it always turns out good.
Now, let's talk about your future of Sophia by Shirley. Mm-hmm. Now, you don't only sew handbags, but also clutches, purse and other accessories. So do you have any plans in starting your own clothing line?
It has crossed my mind to make kids' dresses for girls mainly because the fabrics are so beautiful. Mm. I'm just imagining in my head this fabric on my daughter. It would just look so cute and pretty. So right now, I'm the only person making the bag, so I don't have that much time. But eventually, when we grow, I would get help, and then I would want to go into that line.
So do you mean that you are the only one working and designing and sewing all these bags all by yourself?
Correct.
So you don't have a team with you?
No.
That must be hard work.
Yes. So there's limitation to how many orders I can actually take.
So how many orders do you get, like per day or maybe per week?
I normally do in a bundle. I get orders on a daily basis and I would have like, if I have 10 bags to make, I would make it within a week. And if there's another order, I would say you have to wait the next week. Like, I'm full this week.
Right.
Comfortably, I can make 10 to 15 bags a week, mm-hmm. comfortably. If I take anything more than that, I would probably be, like, no sleep.
Are your designs limited? Like, maybe, for example, the geisha one. Do you have just, like, 3 pieces and then you move on to with a new design?
It depends on my supplier. I have new fabrics like every 3 weeks, I would say. I always mm-hmm. buy new ones. But the popular ones, I would try to restock mm. if supplier has no more, then I can't help it. But I do have, like, the geisha print is so popular mm-hmm. and I would always try to restock.
So what is the next big thing for your label?
I would like to go into retail, meeting people in boutiques if they want to carry my bags. So instead of me selling direct, they can sell for me too. And I think I will see myself doing that in the near future.
Do you look forward to collaborating with any, maybe perhaps local designers, or if you have international designers? So who do you look forward to collaborate with?
I don't have anyone like right now offhand, but I would definitely give that a thought. I haven't even thought about that yet, just because every day has been very, very busy schedule.
Finally, where can we find you?
We have a website, sophiabyshirley.com. We have a Facebook as well, Sophia by Shirley. And our Instagram, it's a bit complicated. It's sophia.by.shirley.shop.
You've just heard Shirley Ong telling us her inspiration behind Sophia by Shirley. After the break, Emma Chong Johnston, managing editor of Elle Malaysia, breaks down the next style trend, retro florals. But before that, here's a song by Elton John with Rocket Man, played at an out-of-this-world runway set, Chanel's blast-off into space for fall show in New York. This is Stylefile on BFM 89.9. BFM 89.9, it's Adeline Chung on Stylefile. Next up, Emma Chong Johnston of Elle Malaysia says, it's time to step outside in a fresh, feminine print for spring, the retro florals. Now, today we are talking about retro florals. I understand that florals are back in a big way. Designers took a playful approach to print this season as a splash of graphic shapes, bold blooms and elaborate patterns unfurled on the runways. From Chloe's retro florals reminiscent of 70s wallpaper to Burberry's Decade in Jacquard, furnishing fabrics and Prada 60s inspired cartoon daisy. So, retro florals, it feels a little bit like the 70s show style kind, right?
Yes. So florals always come back every spring. It's just one of those things. And it's interesting because we saw that big 70s resurgence like a couple of years ago, but it wasn't so much about print. It was a lot about the colours and the shapes. So now we're seeing the actual prints, like the florals. So 60s florals, 70s florals, like a whole load of designers did them. Miu Miu, Michael Kors. And they're very kind of bright and in those very decade-specific colour palettes as well. So you have the 70s kind of yellow and orange and browns, and then the 60s where there's like a bit of acid green and like the bright pink. So yeah, they're very specific florals. So we've seen them on bags, on dresses, on shirts. And yeah, they're not subtle. They're just kind of there,
like bam,
in your face.
Right.
Yeah.
But what kind of floral prints would you go for?
An easiest way to pick a floral that you like is to go by the colour scheme. So if you like the brighter colours, then I would go for the more 60s floral prints, and then you get those bright pinks and bright kind of oranges. If you like kind of more earthy tones, then I would go for the 70s style floral prints. The thing is that none of them are going to look modern, you know, that's kind of the point. So they will always have a hint, just a little bit of frumpiness, you know, because they're very vintage. So yeah, you know, you really have to like them to be able to wear them convincingly, I think. If you don't like them, then just don't go near them.
But you know, florals is quite tricky, I feel, because it depends on big florals or smaller kind of florals and the colour as well. You can look a little bit bigger in terms of the size, in terms of the patterns and all.
I think, yeah, and it's about kind of looking at different silhouettes and how the florals are used. there's a kind of this 40s coloured, quite strong shouldered look, which will kind of be very overpowering with paired with a retro floral, because it's just kind of a lot of fabric and then there's a collar and it kind of encloses you. So if you are worried about things like that, then I would go for florals on your bag or on your shoes. Break it up a little bit so it's not just like a solid block of floral print.
Now, what's the best way to wear it or style it?
I feel like there is always that danger of looking a bit too retro, you know, like you've just gone shopping in your grandmother's closet. So, you know, I always say this, but the best ways to modernize things are to keep them casual. So, like denim with white shirts, with sneakers. Like sneakers are a good way of leveling things off. But also, you know, if you like the vintage look, then you, by all means, like go full on floral. I mean, the looks at the Michael Kors show were really, really great. And you had these floral dresses, but also some of them were quite tight, some were bodycon, which is a good way of kind of limiting the amount of floral and keeping it a bit more sexy. So there's a few different ways you can play around with it.
Best to pair with jeans or like other pants, or maybe more of a skirt kind?
I would try and keep it with jeans to keep it more casual, because a skirt can look a little bit prim, or like, you know, with shorts, like just play around with like the proportions a little bit.
Now, finally, is it a trend to invest in?
I don't think you need to necessarily invest a lot of money in it, because
just get your grandmother's closet.
Yeah, like, you know, look in your mom's closet, your grandma's closet, or go kind of like thrift shopping. There's a lot of them still around. And because the prints now are so simple, like they're almost replicas of previous prints, you can definitely go back to the source, just use the originals.
And that was this week's episode of Style File. If you've missed any part of the show, catch up with the podcast on www.bfm.my/stylefile and like our Facebook page, Style File on BFM 89.9. Or you can also download our BFM app on Google Play or the App Store. I'm going to leave you with a track by Leslie Gore called You Don't Own Me, played at Prabal Gurung, Fall 2017 in New York. This has been Style File, and I'm Adeline Chung on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.